Burma's leading opposition figure, Aung San Suu Kyi, was released today after 19 months of house arrest and immediately declared a new dawn for her country. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate declared herself in good health. She had not been mistreated during her confinement ordered by Burma's military rulers, who had thrown out the 1990 election victory of her National League of Democracy. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Bangkok. After more than a year and a half, what prompted this release now?
Essentially, the military had reached the end of the road in terms of running the country. They were under enormous international pressure. Also, the economy in Burma is in ruins. It's in a terrible state. And I think they simply felt they had to produce some kind of gesture that would convince the international community that they can do business with them. There is some hope of reform. The release of Aung San Suu Kyi obviously has been very widely welcomed as a signal of the military's intention to reform, but we're waiting any more substantial movements on that.
A special UN envoy had been working for her release. How critical were his efforts?
Very important indeed. The envoy, Razali Ismail, is a Malaysian diplomat. The Malaysians have better relations with the military regime in Burma than most other countries. And he's visited the country several times over the past year and a half. It was he who helped to persuade the military to start a dialogue with Aung San Suu Kyi, even while she was under house arrest. And his last visit, just a week or so ago, he pretty much gave a deadline to the military, saying, we have to see her release. We have to see something that significant to convince the international community to stay with you and not to cut you off completely. And I think that kind of impassioned diplomacy from Mr. Ismail, who's really put his heart and soul into this job, finally convinced the military that they had to make this significant step. They had to free her.
Were any conditions placed on her political activities?
None at all, so far as we know. She said there are no conditions at all attached to her activities now, to her release. And the military itself has said that she is now free to conduct any kinds of activities that she wishes in relation to her leadership of the National League for Democracy. That's very important because before her house arrest in the year 2000, she found it very difficult to travel. The military frequently tried to block her from meeting supporters. And that was quite clearly her own condition for her release, that she had to be able to be free to take up that leadership role again. Obviously, it'll be quite testing in the next few weeks as she does start to resume that role, to go out of Rangoon to try and rebuild her party, as to whether the military really is going to live up to its word and allow her to operate freely.
What is the significance of her release?
Symbolically enormous, and in particular, I think, in giving hope to the people of Burma. This really is a country in an absolutely desperate state. It's hard to exaggerate how depressed their people there feel. The sheer lack of any economic hope. There's a looming AIDS crisis there as well. The education system has all but collapsed. They need some kind of sign of hope. And just seeing Aung San Suu Kyi, and it was very hard to see her when she was free with a crush of supporters all around her, will inspire enormous hope. And the other thing is that the fact that the military have taken this move, and this perhaps explains why they were so reluctant to do it, is going to tell the rest of the world that there is a hope of reform. The military can't really put her back in the bottle. They can't really place her under house arrest again. That would put them in an even worse position. They know they have to allow the process of reform, even though it's barely started, to move forward. It can't go backwards. And I think that makes this release enormously symbolic.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok.